Hey, it's TJ, and the people at Cozy Earth are thrilled with all the people who have bought that bubble cuddle blanket that I've been promoting. And as you know, I get a special discount for you, the highest discount that any influencer gets, which is 41% off when you use the code TJ at checkout. People are also loving the bamboo bedding and pajamas. A lot of celebrities like those, but that doesn't matter. I like them. I'm the only celebrity you need to worry about. Go to tjriggins.com/deals. Use the code TJ at checkout for that big 41% discount on everything at Cozy Earth.
Proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
So I heard something the other day. I don't understand how it's going to work or why you would need it. But they said that there is now an injectable weed, you know, instead of vaping it or eating it in a gummy or whatever, you inject it.
Oh, great. That's what
doesn't sound safe.
Yeah.
No. Why would you want to even do that? I mean, they've already figured it out. You can just,
I don't know. It's because it's like I said a long time ago and people freaked out on me. It's like, okay, we get it. You've come a long way in getting weed into the mainstream and everything, but everything doesn't have to have weed in it. You don't have to keep going and going and going to the next level, to the next step, to the next step. That's where you're going to end up pushing people away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's wrong with eating it and vaping it and smoking it? I mean, what?
And it hurts. I mean, obviously, when you inject something, why would someone be like, yeah, this is better than smoking it or eating or whatever you do, you know? Sell it.
Well, because it's faster, I guess. If you inject it, maybe it starts to work faster. But it can't work any faster than when you vape it.
I mean, yeah.
I don't know. Are you about to find out? No, I'm kidding.
Why would you introduce needles into the game? I mean, it's just like, there's no point.
Because the entire marketing of marijuana from the very beginning has been, it is not like other drugs. It's not the same as other drugs. It's not a drug. But now, when you start talking about taking a drug that has been illegal and still is illegal in a lot of states, and now you're going to inject it into a vein, just like you would heroin, that's going to take away from some of that. Oh, I thought it wasn't just a normal illicit drug.
Yeah.
It's like a weed suppository.
And do
you just shove it up your butt? It's like, well, why would you do that? You don't have to.
And you do put it in a vein, I guess. It wouldn't be something like a diabetic shot where you just put it in your stomach or something.
Yeah, it's not just going to go into a muscle, I wouldn't think.
No, so that hurts way worse than.
But then again, I could be wrong as to how they're planning on doing it. The thing I saw just said that. Damn it. Knock me out again.
Injectable weed.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a break.
But I don't, and you know me, usually the things that I don't understand, I'm all about learning, you know? I don't want to just, you know, start crapping on something just because I don't understand it.
Yeah, you wouldn't do that.
No.
That's not you.
Heavens,
no. Not at all.
TJ is about learning.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
And accepting.
Okay. Yeah. Open-minded.
Oh, it's a California startup.
Oh, of course.
Good. And they're selling injectable cannabis. The FDA isn't happy. The FDA saying serious harm. Purified version of CBD, non-intoxicating compound produced by cannabis. It's designed to be injected into the bloodstream. Mm. So that's a vein,
right?
So that
is a vein, yep.
Through an intravenous infusion. The Sacramento company has testimonials on its website to say the CBD4 therapy can help treat chronic pain, Crohn's disease, and arthritis.
Okay, all right. Arthritis. This is kind of changing a little bit.
Okay, so it's not... This says that it's not to get you high.
Right. This is CBD oil that it sounds like, have you ever been to one of those like hangover recovery places where they do the IVs.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
This is starting to sound like that rather than doing it at home with a needle. But still, but I don't know.
Yeah, it says the FDA, however, warned Pico 4 is a Monday letter that is breaking the law by marketing CBD as a dietary supplement.
Yeah.
Okay. So I guess now they're just arguing over the way that it's taken.
Yeah.
And how often did it say, or is it, it's just whatever you want to do, I guess.
But yeah.
And then, I wonder how long it works.
And it just seems less like you would be able to do this at home if you've got to find a vein to do
it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Rather than giving yourself a diabetic shot in the stomach.
Yeah, but I think those people are crazy for going on there getting IVs when you've got a hangover. It's like, just drink some water. I'm not getting on a party bus and letting you put an IV in my arm because I had too many cocktails. Mm. Like, no way.
I have done the IV when I was really sick, and I thought it was great, but I didn't go to some random, but I went to like a place that did it.
Yeah. But those are popping up in a lot of places.
Yeah. I mean, I guess if you need them, but that, I don't know, who am I to say if it takes away your pain, you know, I'm not against it, but at least you can't do it yourself. Well, but people will try to do it themselves.
Yeah. That's the thing. You may be able to do it yourself. I don't know, but I was saying I would assume that it's somewhere where you have to go with a professional.
Yeah, certainly.
But I don't know how do those things work when you go get that IV for a hangover? You go in just hurting and about to die from your hangover, and then as soon as it's done, you're normal?
I think so.
So when I was there getting, I've only done it once, but when I got my IV, there were 5 people waiting. They were so hungover. Mm-hmm. And I was just talking to one of the girls and she was like, this works immediately right when you're done. It takes like an hour, I think, maybe depending on how dehydrated you are, because you got to wait on the bag to, but she said it's instant.
That's and how much does it cost?
$150.
Yeah. I've heard people hiring the truck to do it for like bachelor parties the day after your bachelor, or bachelorette parties. They show up at your house or your hotel, and then you go down and get your IV, and then you're ready to rage that day.
Yeah. Wow. See. Mm.
But $150 is, like, again, you say, all right, I got wasted and I spent all this money drinking. Now I got to go spend another $150 to get, you know, rid of the hangover.
And I think it depends on where you are, because Kyle told me a story about how his coworker got really drunk in Key West, went to one, $350. So I think if you're in like a party city.
Yeah.
Or town.
So let's see. What was I going to say? That the NASCAR drivers, I've heard a lot of times when they go out drinking and stuff on Saturday nights and then have to race on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They'll go get that. You know, they would have them at the track.
Mm-hmm.
They did it for the guy that did the 2 races in the day. He did like the Indy 500 and then did the NASCAR race. Mm-hmm. He said in the helicopter, they like juiced him up with an IV.
And they put Zofran in there, the anti-nausea medication. So it's kind of a win-win, you know.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, he wasn't drinking or anything. He was just, you know, different time zones and all of that stuff, flying back and forth.
That's why celebrities can just get it whenever, you know, and feel great.
Celebrities.
Yeah, right.
Track marks on their arms.
Yeah.
I remember them trying to pitch the idea of butt chugging a few years ago. They're like, instead of drinking your beer, just, you know, put a funnel in your ass and, you know, it's called butt chugging.
I was
well, yeah, I guess you could put it in your ass, but, you know, you can also drink it, like just drink another one. I don't know why you want to be in somebody's backyard with a funnel shoved in your ass in front of like all your frat brothers.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah.
You think?
I just don't get, and I don't think it's just because I'm old either, because I've never been this way, get how people just want to get drunk. Just start drinking just to get drunk as fast as I can. Mm-mm. You know, I actually enjoy the process of the drinking, you know.
Same.
The beers or the cocktails or whatever.
Yeah
I've never, even in my younger days, not been like, let's chug to get wasted. No. Mm-hmm. I don't.
You never did shotguns or anything?
Shot, like shots?
No, like shotgun and a beer.
Oh, mm-mm. But I do shots.
Yeah. It's kind of the same concept.
I mean, I'm sure.
Instead of having a mixed drink, you do a shot just to get the.
Yeah. Well, mine is like a low calorie thing. It's not just because I don't want to feel full on all the mixers and blah, blah, blah. Let's just, you know, go take a little dabble.
Yeah. And if I do a shot, I'm picking one that tastes good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, really? You know, so I'm not even doing that just to get drunk.
Yeah.
I like the way it tastes.
Sure.
Like I wouldn't do a shot of Jameson or something because I know I'm not going to like the way it tastes.
Yeah.
Or Wild Turkey. I had friends that used to shoot Wild Turkey 101.
Yeah. What like, is that? That's whiskey?
Yeah. Bourbon or something. I don't know.
Wild Turkey. I haven't heard of that in a long time. Is it still popular?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yikes.
But I mean, you know, I do a shot of tequila.
Or Fireball. You know, or
Fireball, something like that.
I haven't done a shot in a minute.
Lemon drop or, you know, frosted pear.
Mm. I don't know. I love all of them.
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Now Trending is sponsored by Tico Socks, one of the most eco-friendly outdoor brands on the planet. They make socks for all your adventures. Save 15% off your Tico Socks order at tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout. It's Tico Socks.
What is new radio? New radio is podcast. Listen to new shows every weekday, starting at 8 Eastern, 7 Central.
Dude, people who are doing podcasts, they know what's up.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
There's a new TJ and Riggins show each weekday morning at the new TJRiggins.com. Sponsored by our new favorite non-alcoholic cocktail, RSRV Collective. Get 30% off using code TJ at the deals page at TJRiggins.com.